Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ako si Ella Esguerra Bleach, tubong Pilipina. Unang dumating sa Australia noong 28 ng Agosto 1964.
Ako si Danny Esguerra, Filipino. Unang dumating sa Australia noong December 3, 1964.
Kwento ng pakikipagsapalaran, hamon at tagumpay. Ito ang Pinoy's in Australia.
Kasi nung dumating ako, I was supposed to go to Melbourne, pero na-delay yung plane. So, sa Sydney ang first stop ko. Ang first impression ko, dahil doon ako nilagay sa Hotel Australia, overlooking Hyde Park. Ang ganda-ganda ng Hyde Park, kaya excited na excited ako. Pero the following day, nagpunta ako sa Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Lagi akong giniginaw. Halos wala ako nakita doon. Kasi tumira ako doon sa pamilya, Australian family na nag-sponsor sa amin. Tapos, pinalipat na ako sa Sydney uli. Bumalik na ako sa Sydney after 2 weeks. Doon ako nagganap ng trabaho. Pero impressed na impressed ako kasi dumating ako ng Sabado. Lunes, nag-apply ako personally.
Mm-hmm.
Itong jobs yung in-applyan ko, 4 natanggap ako.
Wow.
Sabi ko sa daddy ko, ang dali-dali maghanap ng trabaho pala dito. So, you know, yun ang impression ko na madali, mababait yung mga tao. At saka, ina nga, wala naman ako na-feel na discrimination. Oh. So, yeah.
So, in terms of yung infrastructure or how Sydney looked like in the 1960s, gano'n siya ka-different sa ngayon?
Definitely, parang probinsya. Hindi naman, pero hindi. Walang, siyempre, kukunti mga kotse.
Eh, how about si Danny?
Eh, ako naman, 10 years old, dumating ako, beginning of summer, mainit.
Mm-hmm.
And natatandaan ko, my brother said, oh, merong ice cream truck. Narinig namin.
Mm-hmm.
So we went outside. So, yung unang kinain ko sa Australia was Mr. Whippy Ice Cream. And kala ko na I was in heaven because, you know, it had chocolate sprinkles, ganun. Pero tandang ko, init-init. So, but by that time, meron na kaming bahay.
Okay.
Sa mascot. Mm-hmm. Christmas, sabi ng daddy ko, walang tao ah. Walang Christmas Eve, walang... Ano ba? Walang fireworks? Walang ingay.
Mm-hmm.
Ganon.
So medyo malungkot yung first Christmas experience nyo dito sa Australia.
Actually, umiyak ang daddy ko actually kasi sabi niya nagkamali ata ako. Dapat hindi ko din lang yung pamilya ko. Talaga natatandaan ko, nakaupo kami sa balcony. Walang ilaw, walang ingay. Sabi niya, naku, dinala ko kayo dito.
So, Ella, bakit kayo nag-move sa Australia from the Philippines? Ano yung
mainly,
reason?
Mainly, I'm daddy kasi was a retired Navy officer.
Mm-hmm.
Nakikita niya yung corruption was coming.
Okay.
So, matagal na niyang gustong umalis sa Australia. I mean, umalis na Manila. Actually, nag-apply siya sa States, sa Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Basta gusto lang niya umalis. Few years before that, natanggap na kami sa Amerika. Kaso, I think nagkasakit si Danny.
Mm-hmm.
So, hindi kami natuloy. Tapos, natanggap kami sa Germany. Nag-ano kami, 3 months course. Nag-aral kami mag-German, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, itong Australia, kasi nung retired daddy, nagtatabaho siya sa, nagmamanage siya ng travel agency. And na-meet niya yung Australian ambassador. Sabi niya, why go to Germany? Why don't you come to Australia? Sabi ni daddy, we never thought of it. You know, like, I mean, Australia's not the place you think about, you know. So, yun nga, nag-apply siya. Kanya, ang bilis-bilis, 3 months na
na-approve ka agad.
Approve ka agad, kaya hindi kami prepared.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun nga, kanya akong pinadala dito, which upset me, kasi nga, dapat yung eldest brother ko dadating dito.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, nasa Europe, walang pera. Sabi niya, I cannot afford to come home yet. Ako susunod na matanda, akong pinadala dito ng daddy. Tapos dumating na nga ang mga daddy October. Tapos sunod-sunod na sila. Pero nung dumating ang daddy, tinan niyang trabaho, naghanap na kami ng bahay.
Mm. So you moved here in your 20s. Si Danny, 10 years old pa lang. So,
lahat kami, 64.
Ah, so kamusta yun, Danny, na nung pumunta kayo dito sa Australia, syempre as a 10-year-old boy, paano yung adjustment mo sa paghahanap ng friends, yung group of friends mo, lalo na sa school? Paano yung naging adjustment mo dun?
Initially, nahirapan ako grade 4 kasi siguro I was the only Asian student in the playground. And my memory is, you know, they would call me names, you know, slant-eyed, chinky, mga ganon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't know, early on, from the very start, in-ignore ko lang. You know, okay, you want to call me chinky, I don't really care. Mm-hmm. And that was grade 4 to grade 5. And then it wasn't until we moved to here in Canberra 1966, na I found some good friends. I had some, you know, friends some Sydney. But it wasn't until we got settled here in Canberra. And, you know, madami akong mga Australianong friends.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was good.
Oh. And during that time was yung White Australia policy dito sa Australia.
Yeah.
So, kamusta yung experience nyo na family?
Isa yun, yung actually yung visa namin na which I cannot find. Meron kami kasing, there was a piece of paper sa passport namin na ang visa namin was for special, just like a special, but it was a special visa given to us. We were given an eight-year visa.
Okay.
Pagdating ko dito, ang as I said, nakakita ka agad ako ng trabaho. Wala akong problema sa ano ng yung discrimination.
Mm.
Tapos na yung naging kaibigan ko yung HR manager. Eventually sabi ko sa kanya, "Ba't mo ako binigyan ng trabaho?" Sabi niya, "Paano daw? Ano, very honest ako kasi naawa siya sa akin dahil sabi niya, "Ba't ka naghahanap ng trabaho?" Kasi the funny thing was, naghahanap ako ng I was looking for anything.
Okay.
So legal secretary yung ina-applyan ko.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi niya, "Do you have any experience in legal work?" Sabi ko, "No."
Mm-hmm.
"Do you know the city?" Sabi ko, "No, I just arrived." Sabi niya, "Why are you applying for this job?" Sabi ko, "I need some money. I'm broke."
Siyempre, kailangan
sabi ko, "I'm my dad for more money." Mm. So he gave me a job on the spot. Sabi niya, paano nga, impressed daw siya sa akin na honest ako.
Oh.
And I was okay. So eventually, nakalipat ako sa engineering section, tapos accounting, which is what I wanted.
Yeah.
So I stayed there hanggang ano. Nag-asawa kasi ako ng 66.
Okay.
Tapos yung husband ko, napunta kami sa Tamworth.
Mm.
Sila lumipat dito.
Okay.
Dahil at that time, ang daddy, dad wasn't happy sa Sydney. Magulo rin.
Mm-hmm.
At saka doon, inupisahan din niya yung ano, Philippine-Australian Association. In Sydney.
Ah, yung dad mo ang nag-start
lang una.
Okay.
Pero ang gulo-gulo daw.
Mm-hmm.
So, nag-resign siya after 1 year. Tapos, ayaw na niya sa Sydney. Lumipat sila dito. The way he described it to us was, it was an intelligent and broad-minded city. Hindi, kasi diplomatic at saka international students.
Oh.
So, it really was a different environment from Sydney.
Mm. So, nung nag-move kayo dito, kasama ka, Danny, kasama yung dad mo, kamusta yung Canberra?
Nung dumating kami, ang memory ko, there were 75,000 people.
At the time?
Walang, there was no Warden, there was no Tuggeranong, maliit lang. Walang Asians dito. As I said, nung nag-umbisa ko ng high school, siguro I can count on one hand, maybe 5 or 6 Asian students out of maybe 1,100.
Mm-hmm.
And siguro those 5 or 6 were from the diplomatic corps. In 6 years in high school, not once did I experience any racial slurs or anything.
So
you were
happier here in Canberra as compared to Sydney?
Absolutely, because I was more established with house here. Mm. We had good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was so small, madaling visit ay mga my friends.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a small town. It was a country town.
Yeah.
It just happened to be the capital city.
That was the
world country town. No? Mm. Pero, it was nice environment to grow up in.
So, nabanggit mo na nag-work ka as a clerk. And then, I also know na nag-work ka sa ANSET Australia.
Later na yun. Dito sa Canberra yun.
Oh.
Marami akong trabaho. Kasi nga, ang plano ko, to be honest, kasi hindi ako natapos sa UP. Mm. That was my last year.
Okay.
Ngayon, hindi ko na-expect na pumarito. Sasabi ng daddy, sige, once you're settled, babalik ako sa UP.
Mm-hmm.
Kaso, na-meet ko yung asawa ko ng 1965, mm-hmm. Christmas. 66, kinasal na kami.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi ayaw niya ako pauwiin sa Pilipinas. Had a baby within that first year.
Mm-hmm.
And yung promise ko sa daddy, sabi nga niya, sige, since I can't stop you from getting married, I just want you to finish your studies. Nag-enroll na ako sa, actually, sa University of New South Wales,
mm-hmm.
on my first day, mm-hmm. my first month.
Mm-hmm.
Pero hindi ko maintindihan yung mga Australiano.
So medyo nahihirapan ka rin intindihin yung accent nila.
Hirap ako. So, natanggap ako sa university, pero sabi ko, can I defer for 1 year?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi talaga hindi ko naintindihan. Eh, kaso nga, lumipat na kami sa Tamworth, tapos nag-anak na naman ako doon.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, 4 years kami doon,
mm-hmm.
na nagpa-part-time lang ako.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, lahat ng trabaho ko part-time hanggang bumalik ako dito sa 71.
Sa Canberra?
Oo. Kasi nung bumalik ako naman, ang daddy nagbukas ng travel agency.
Mm-hmm.
So kami nagtrabaho. Oh. Tapos meron din siyang record shop. Si daddy, mm-hmm. nag-manage ng record shop. Marami ang daddy ko kasi marami pinapasukan ng araw, businessman talaga yan.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't work in Ansett till 1984.
Mm-hmm.
Bumalik ang mga daddy sa Pilipinas.
Okay.
Nagtrabaho ko doon, parang, ano tawag doon? To just help them out, you know, hanggang
mm-hmm.
kasi yung mga bumili, walang alam sa travel.
Okay.
So I stayed with them for almost 2 years. Tapos lumipat ako sa travel and tapos Ansett hanggang bumaksak ang Ansett.
Yun yan, noong 2001.
Yeah. Yeah, oh. Tapos noon na punta ako sa Department of Veteran Affairs, Australian Bureau of Statistics, and nag-retire ako. Pero after 2 years, I realized wala na akong pera. I mean, hindi ko kaya. Maaga pa ako nag-retire. Bumalik ako, 5 years.
So, Danny, so nagtayo ng travel agency yung dad niyo dito sa Canberra, and then you also opened your own record shop. Kamusta yung pag-run ng business doon as, you know, having an Asian background, kamusta yung experience? Was it easy?
It was easy. I don't think I was treated any differently by the suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
To them, I was just another customer.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed that up until end of 1978. Lumipat ako sa Sydney to open my own travel agency.
Ah.
And bumalik ako dito. 2021. So I was away for 42 years. But during the time of the records shop, we had the travel agency in 3 places. My mom had a handbag shop,
mm-hmm.
in Queanbeyan.
Import export.
I think kami in Kwan, we were the first importers of wood carvings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you know, it was nice. It was great. We didn't have to report to anybody but my dad. So that was tougher, I think, then.
Tougher than
a normal employer. So, as I said, I made my life in Sydney for 42 years.
Yeah. And it was all as a businessman. You didn't work for a company.
No, we kept it. I kept it until 1985. Tapos, mm-hmm. I got into the sales and marketing in IT,
mm-hmm.
for the next 40 years.
Yeah.
that was a good experience. I worked for 2 Japanese companies,
mm-hmm.
for a total of 25 years. You know, again, ibang culture,
mm-hmm.
and it was a good time. But it was, mm-hmm. time to come home. I wanted to spend more time with my mom and my 3 sisters.
Yeah,
but my mom didn't wait.
Yeah, we lost my mom at 101.
Oh, wow. Centenarian.
This is really upsetting for Danny. But tapos my sister, you met Susan.
So yeah.
She moved up north.
Mm.
So, 3 of us anyways.
And so, so bumalik kayo dito sa Canberra, and kayong dalawa is very known, you know, figures dito sa, yeah. ACT because of your giving back to the community. So, ano yung mga ginagawa nyo to give back to Filipinos here in Canberra?
Well, aside from that first, as I said, my dad had a travel agency.
Mm-hmm.
He opened it in 1971 sa Queanbeyan.
Mm-hmm.
6 lang ang travel agency nung araw. So lahat ng Filipino clients namin,
mm-hmm.
pati Philippine Embassy.
Mm-hmm.
So matagal yon, kami lang ang talagang kilala namin lahat ng tao dito. But tapos 77, nag-foundation member ako ng Philippine-Australian Association. Mm-hmm. Nag-umpisa yun kasi nagbabarkada lang kami every weekend.
Okay.
Tapos nag-caroling kami. Sabi namin, magbukas na tayo ng association, so that our kids would learn, you know, yung culture. Tapos meron kaming malaking function ng 78. Mm-hmm. We had something at the Albert Hall. Oh. Laki. Eh. Mm. Talagang ang galing-galing.
Mm. And it's growing. The community here in Canberra
like
is growing.
Things like tayo, di ba nagsayo tayo? Oh. Enjoy ako sa mga ganon kasi one, I like dancing, although I can't do it much now.
Mm.
Pero yung nga, mga nami-meet ko na tao, at saka if I can help, you know, kumisan, at saka yung mga barkada ko, parang support group na rin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in terms of my giving to the community,
yeah.
It's, when I moved to Sydney in 78, I didn't have much contact with Filipinos kasi yung asawa ko was European, Australian.
Ah, right.
And Sydney was a much bigger place.
Mm-hmm.
My exposure to Filipinos my office was next door to the Prince of Wales Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So who was booking with me? All the Filipino nurses.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to know a few of them. In 2021, that I started getting involved with the PAA, the Philippine Australian Association. Last week, we did a Clean Up Australia Day. And as usual, you know, that was an excuse to have a picnic. and I'm enjoying that. I want to get more involved with the community.
Yeah.
And so Ella and her bakara said, you know, come on, what's next? So Dan, come on, let's go. And yeah, I'm enjoying getting involved again with the community.
So nag-move kayo dito nung 1960, so 60 years on. Nakikita nyo na marami ng mga migrants, lalo na yung mga Filipino dito sa Canberra moving from the Philippines directly or from interstate.
Mm-hmm.
Ano yung ma-advise nyo sa kanila in terms of like being just persistent and yung resilience kasi importante yun?
Nakikita ko maraming umuwi kasi nga, one, you shouldn't be lazy. Okay?
Yeah.
Yung iba kasi sanay na may maid. Konting trabaho lang yun ang mga complain nila. Ay, naku, hirap na hirap ko, ganyan, ganyan. Sabi ko, nagka-apat akong anak, full-time job. Sabi ko, lahat tayo ginagawa natin.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Marami nagsasabi sa akin, swerte mo, ganyan, ganyan. Sabi ko, nung nagbumibili kami ng bahay, tatlo trabaho ko.
Wow.
I had full-time, tapos dalawang part-time.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi ko, it's not easy. Unlad ba yun? If you wanna get ahead dito, you have to work hard. And daddy ko was, as I said, he was a captain in the Navy.
Mm.
Magdating na dito, tinanggap niyang trabaho.
Carpet layer.
Mm. Basta, kasi sabi niya, I'll take any job.
Mm.
So, nag-carpet layer siya, which was good kasi nung bumili sila ng bahay, siya nag-carpet.
Siya nag-carpet.
Tapos, ang mama ko, school, teacher yan.
Mm.
But she, ang first job niya, nag-icing ng cakes sa Woolworths.
Eh, sabi nga ni Ella, kailangan, you know, many of them will come here. They're probably middle class, and they've had a. They want to improve their lives even more. It's a big adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
Filipinos are good though. They don't live in clusters. They're good at mixing.
Mm-hmm.
Naman Filipino talaga. We're sociable.
Very sociable.
You know, we like to party and drink and eat.
Yeah.
So that's how well Filipinos can mix. But the resilience is important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's plenty of opportunities out there. Just grab it.
Share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.